Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Go ahead and do it. Well, welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is Monday. Yeah. All right. Listen, we're back after a little hiatus. Hang on a second. I know it's hard to believe, but I have broken another set of headphones. No, I feel like I go through 18 pairs of these, and there you go. It's now officially broken. I guess during one of the breaks, I'll have to go out and get a set of headphones because I have broken these. I have broken another set. I am angry that they don't make these things of titanium. So, I don't know why they don't make these things of titanium so I can have – they make them out of plastic. You know, I have broken another set. I put the rig together and I reached down on it and I reached down in the case and I grabbed the headphones and I went, oh, it's that telltale white line in the plastic. You ever had that telltale white line in the black plastic? Well, you know, if I touch this, it's going to just crumble, and it just did right in my hand. I knew it. Now I've got this ear from the right side just hanging there on my head. It's rather uncomfortable. So I guess during one of the breaks, I'm going to run off and go to the music store that's here at the Spacebar Production Studios and buy another set of headphones. Yeah, I'm excited about that. But you know what? I'm a good American. I'm stimulating the economy. You know, you can put a positive spin on just about anything. Yeah, have you noticed that you can put a positive spin on just about anything? You know what? And if you're watching any of the political commercials as the season starts to really ramp up, you're gonna see more lipsticks or more lipstick or more pigs than you've ever seen in your life, because this economy is a pig, it's a sow, it's a big fat mud covered sow. And you're gonna see lipstick and tutus and Spanx put on this sow in the name of getting the president reelected than you've ever seen. So you know, my suggestion, you know, I like to help people. You know, I really do. I do have a heart for people, and I want to help them because they get so upset. You know, especially you know people who are on the conservative side, they get so upset. And you know, and they start frothing at the mouth, and they get crazy. Okay, y'all, I love you, but you get nutty, you get crazy. You talk about leaving the country. I'm just moving to Costa Rica. Just like, okay, all right, back it down a level or five. Just settle the hell down. You don't have to move to Costa frickin' Rica. Just relax, okay? Just chill the hell out. Here's the deal. And I tell them, and most people think, and this is loud, isn't it? Yeah, let me back this down a little bit. I try to tell folks, stop, and I mean this, I really do, stop watching television, okay? Stop watching television, or at least DVR your favorite shows, okay? If you're going to watch television, if you're going to watch regular lamestream media television, because you want to watch Survivor, or you want to watch Amazing Race, or you want to watch Dancing with the Stars, or you want to watch, you get what I'm saying, right? You want to watch that. You want to watch Celebrity Apprentice, Housewives of Atlanta, Orange County, New York, New Jersey, Housewives of Plano, Texas, whatever the heck's on. I don't know. You know, if you want to watch that, you know what? You can do that because you're an American. You can watch that, whatever the heck you want. But so I ain't hating on you. I ain't hating on you in that sense. DVR it, though. Because this is what we do in my – how do I know this? Because this is how we do it in my house. We DVR it, and that way we just fast forward to the commercial. Because those are the things that are going to piss you off, okay? And the cool thing is my wife's got it down to a science. She's actually recording it as it's playing live. So we're watching it about 15 or 20 minutes behind the live, okay? So it isn't like, oh, somebody's going to tell us what – I mean, someone's going to tell us, you know, who got voted off or who came in last on Amazing Race. Okay, because we're only about 20 minutes behind the live, and that way we can still fast forward through the commercials. Now, the tricky part is that we catch up to live near the end of the show, but we've avoided a lot of the commercials because the commercials are going to be vicious, awful, terrible, horrible, lie-filled cesspools of 30 and 60 seconds at a time at the beginning. So we'll say, I approve this message, okay? And you're going to get, and by the end of it, you'll be pissed. So don't watch it. It's not a good, you know what? We've been told, and we're going to talk about this today, we've been told how to get our information, and people believe somehow that political commercials are places to get information about candidates. It's the worst place to get information about candidates. It's the worst. You know, if you listen to commercials, you'll think that Tide is the only detergent that actually will clean your clothes. Everything else will make your clothes smell like whale dung if you watch the commercials, right? And that KFC is the only people in the world who know how to fry a freaking chicken, right? So maybe commercials, any commercials, on the left, on the right, in the middle, on the side, whatever, are not the best place to gain your political information on candidates, local or national. Maybe it's not the right place. You get what I'm saying? So maybe, just maybe, you should get your information somewhere else. You think? Listen, my name is Willie Lawson. This is Willie Lawson Show on Ball Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day, and the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give, advocate, volunteer, live united, take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait.
Mom, what?
What? Hold on.
What'd you say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
Wait, I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbalutes or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive. I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Right, we are back, and I have new headphones. That's pretty doggone good, isn't it? I think I'm going to have a freaking heart attack, but I'm good. Ran to the length of the store, little school to the store, grabbed a set of headphones, and you know what? Pulled, actually, threw the part of the box at my girl and said, ring these up for me, and I came back here, and I'm sitting here perfectly on time, completely out of breath. But I'm good. Again, welcome to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio, Red State Talk Radio Network. It is good to be here today. It's a beautiful day in Tampa Bay. Temperatures are down in the mid 70s. Gorgeous though. Gorgeous day. And then Pennsylvania, there's snow. Still sucks to be you. But that's okay. We're going to spend a little time about talking about where you get your information from, how important it is that you understand what's real and what isn't real. Because the political season is heating up. Yeah. My friends, my neighbors, brothers and sisters of the congregation, let me tell you something. Mitt Romney is going to be the Republican nominee. Okay? Stop. Why are you saying that? Why are you trying to force Mitt Romney down my throat? I'm not trying to force Mitt Romney down anything. Because you listen to the archives of this show. I said when there were 9 Republican candidates, I said, I don't care which one it is. Okay, so I'm not trying to push anybody down your neck. It didn't make any difference to me then. It doesn't make any difference to me now. I'm so please stop saying, you're part of the establishment. You're trying to force Mitt Romney. I'm going to tell you a story later on that proves that I am so not part of the establishment. I'm so not part of the establishment. I have somebody just leave the chat room because I said that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. He is. And to borrow a phrase from the president, it's math. It's math. It just is. So you can be happy about it. You can be mad about it. You can be, you know what, you can, I don't know, whatever you want to do. Okay, he's going to be nominee. And it may be close. Okay, it's not going to be close. It's not going to be close. Some people will still vote for Rick Santorum because he's on the ballot. Just like a lot of people here voted for Herman Cain, although he wasn't on the ballot. You just like, oh, look, Herman Cain. I'm going to vote for him because what the hell? Why not? He got a lot of what the hell votes. And here in Florida, Rick Santorum got a bunch of, he ain't going to win. What the hell? He got a bunch of what the hell votes. So you're going to have to, in this presidential election, in this contest, and in every other contest, I don't want to just concentrate on that. And in every other contest that goes on, state and local, because there's going to be a whole bunch of commercials, you are going to have to find a way to cipher through all that, to get through all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you what not to do. First of all, we mentioned in the open, the commercials are not the place to do it. Please don't vet your candidates on political commercials. Please don't judge your candidate or the other candidate on the level of negativity in a political commercial. Because you think, because they say, I'm Billy Smith, I approve this message, that a lot of these people have any real control over what actually goes in the commercial. Because there are firms that do this stuff, and all they're concerned about is winning. See, you have to listen to me now. Put down that sandwich and listen to me now. It is so important you understand some of the dynamics here. Because we get fooled all the time. We get fooled. We get fooled into thinking this candidate is a good guy, a nice lady, because of how their commercials are. And we get sucked in. Just like we're a whole nation of people hooked on bottled water. Now, in most of our kitchens, water comes out the tap that we already pay for, but we'll go to the store and buy the same damn product in a plastic bottle. We just won't go buy a bottle. We can go buy a bottle and we won't do it. Because someone's convinced us that the water in a plastic bottle is better than the water that comes out of our tap. Although we bathe in the water that comes out of the tap. Yeah, really. All the time. Every time. You're right. Common sense in the chat room. It's ridiculous. Every time. So that's, we get fooled a lot. And when I'm out talking to people, because you guys know I'm running for office, full disclosure, I am a candidate for county commission here in District 3, here in Hillsborough County, Florida. But when I'm talking to people, some of the things I hear them say about this person or that person have to do with something they've heard in a commercial. It's almost like we all do. We memorize a commercial. We memorize a catchphrase or a line in the commercial or something in a commercial. We all do, because we all remember, and I helped. That's right. That's right, shake and bake. We all remember that stuff. Instead of doing that, let me help you. Turn the television off. Get up off the frickin' couch. No, Willie, you can't be serious that I would get up off the couch. It is my favorite couch. It is comfortable. It's got my butt print in it. I hate when the dog sits on it. No, not because of the fur. It gets rid of the butt print. You got to turn the TV off. You can't watch the commercials. It's the absolute worst way to get any information. Crappy tea bags. Well. I wonder what that was going to be like. But anyway, it's the worst way, really, to get any information at all, about any candidate. It's the worst way. It's the absolute worst way. Because everybody is... it's terrible to have to explain this, but I think that we should, before this election season really, really gets gets going, that we have to understand that a candidate is going to do two things: paint themselves in the best possible light, and paint their opponent as if they were Satan. I mean, is that it? You're not going to say, "Hey, listen, here's what's going on for real, and here's my plan to fix it." No, you're going to get, "I an angel, and my opponent hates puppies and kids and old people, and he wants you to die now." That's the deal. You're not going to get anything beneficial out of that. You're never going to have a candidate show up on television and go, "You know what? I'm not a perfect man, or I'm not a perfect woman. I'm someone who cares. I'm someone who's made mistakes. I'm someone who's had successes." You're never going to get that. Because the other side will go, "Well, why do you want somebody who's made mistakes? Well, you can have me." Jesus. I mean, come on now. You're never going to have that. Someone mentioned to me the other day, if Jesus Christ was running for political office, he would never be able to get elected. And you know why? Because he would have to be honest. He would never lie. He would never lie. And the other side would go, "Well, you know what, this guy's not green. You know, there's a story here in his book that says that he cursed a tree and it died. Do you want that kind of person in your country? A person who's not concerned about global warming?" I'm telling you, in our climate, using the tools we use, Jesus could not be elected president in this country because he cursed a tree. Killed it from the root up. That's it. Couldn't do it. Yeah, this is a story. This is a story about this Jesus guy. He was somewhere, and they said that he poured some oil on. I mean, he let some prostitute pour oil on his feet. He was getting a foot rub from this prostitute. right. And his staff said, "Hey, we could use that money and give it to the poor. We could take this oil and sell it, give it to the poor." And he said, "The poor will be amongst you all the time." Think about it, folks. Think about in today's context about how we think, how we've been taught to think about these races and these people. And in that story, Jesus couldn't get elected because Jesus told the truth. There are going to be poor people with us always. The poor you will have always. We are under some illusion, some delusion that somehow some political candidate will be able to wipe out poverty. When frankly, poverty is relative. You're never going to, I mean, the truth of it is, we're never going to be able to wipe out poverty because some people impoverish themselves. That's just truth. What you're going to do in the best of circumstances is to provide an environment by which that opportunity is rampant for those that will reach out for it. That's what I mean, in the best situation, in the perfect situation, in your utopian situation, all you could possibly do is provide is create an environment where opportunity is rampant. No one ever talks about rampant opportunity. Rampant. It's everywhere. You look around, you can grab onto this, you can grab onto that, and you can roll with it, you can go with it, because that's the very best, that's the top level of humanness that you can do, that opportunity be rampant. And the sad part about humans is there'll still be poverty. There'll be still people who won't reach out. There'll be people who regardless of the opportunities, will not take advantage of them. It's a sad fact. But you don't get elected with facts. you get elected with rhetoric and stupid stuff. You get elected with half-truths. and spin. That's what you get elected with. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that's our fault because we've been accepting it. And we've been getting our information from exactly the wrong place. Television. We've been getting our information from the wrong place. We've been looking at television and commercials especially. And especially if there's an, you know, I'll tell you what. That really weird, bizarre Herman Cain commercial. Remember that? Where, you know, where the dude is smoking. Because, God forbid, though none of y'all smoke, right? See, I don't understand why people make a big deal about Barack Obama smoking. I don't think he should because it's not good for him. And I think it's a bad example for his kids. Although, you know, those are his kids. I just don't think it's good for you. I don't think ingesting hot gases into one's lungs, whether it be tobacco or marijuana or anything else, is a good idea. I just don't think it's a good idea, okay, just from a health standpoint. But I don't think that it should disqualify a dude from being president if you smoke. I think that's just stupid. It's stupid. So if the president smokes, I don't think he should just because it's not good for them. It's not good for him. It's not good for him. And you know what? And I'm going to talk in another life about another show here about black people and how black people ought to get off marijuana and they ought to get off tobacco more importantly. But that's another show. I'm going to talk identity and race. Y'all will live. You won't die. I promise you won't die. It'll be all right. I had a weekend. I'll tell you what. But in any case. But, you know, it's this whole idea of who these people are. We're only people. You know, we don't have any idea who these folks are. You know, but anyway, you remember that weird Herman Cain commercial where the guy was smoking? And then Herman Cain turns the camera with that really kind of creepy look, really. Remember that? A lot of people said, oh, people freak out. Just freak out about that commercial. Just lost their mind. Well, he's weird and blah, 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 blah. And then the stories came out, and then he was gone. I've had opportunity to meet Mr. Cain. What he is not, from anyone who's ever had the opportunity to meet him in person, what he is not is creepy. What he is charming. And wonderful, and attentive, and gracious, and humble. That's what he is. You know, the first time that I heard him speak, he was talking about how he got to be where he is, and the stories. And I remember sitting at the table sitting at the table with my wife. And there were, and before I know it, there were tears streaming down my face. I was so touched. He wasn't even running for president at the time. He said that at that point he was prayerfully considering it, and I believe that he was prayerfully considering it. He was on this show just a little bit before that, and you can check out the archives. My suggestion is. Every time you get an opportunity, whether it's a presidential candidate or it's a local candidate, get out of the house and go see them. Look in their eyes. Look in their face. And if you can get close enough to ask a question, do. Ask a question. Go to town hall meetings. Ask the question that you care about. If it's a hard question, a hard question. That's what it's all about. That's what I want you to do. I want you to vet your own candidate. I want you to vet your own candidate. Don't let media do it. Don't let the news do it. Don't let the newspapers do it. Do it yourself. And when that's done, pray about it. Then vote.
pick you up after school.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music is played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We're back. And what a great day. What a fantastic day. I'm telling you, it's good stuff here, boy. Tell you what, I'm not kidding. Hey, listen, I was campaigning Saturday. For those of you who think that like I said, this whole Mitt Romney, I don't care. I'm going to talk about something breaking news in just a minute. But I tell you what, This is how disconnected I am with the mainstream of the Republican Party. We went on a walk Saturday, and I was going to ask, I was going to do this myself. I can't, you know, what I've learned is, what's the phrase? Do it your damn self. If you can, do it your damn self. Here's what I learned. You know, we're going to go on a walk, and I thought, well, you know what? The RPOF here in Florida was having a thing called Super Saturday, and they were calling folks and walking neighborhoods, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I wanted to, you know, get in on fun. And so I tried to get in on the fun, and the RPOF to, hey, you go ahead and print the walk list for me for a specific precinct I wanted to walk and with my folks, and I did. And so I let them do it, and I told them, here's what I need, blah, 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 blah. Because I'm still trying to qualify. I need all the Republicans, and I picked the precinct that was Republican rich, as well as as much as my district is. We get the list back on Saturday morning. They ain't a Republican on my list. They did just the opposite of what I needed, just the opposite. Now I've talked to the young man, and he apologized for it. So we're good. He and I are good. But it's just the idea that they are single-minded on what they do and what the establishment does, and they're not looking to change anything. So he gave me a list, basically, of Democrats and independents that, at this point, I cannot use. So my crew and the stuff that I did all day and was useless. Blew a whole day of campaigning for me. Changed the whole dynamics of my campaign, actually. Change the entire dynamics of my campaign. So if you guys think that I am all down with the establishment and blah, 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 well, the fact of the matter is that I ain't. You can think whatever you want. If I'm telling you the truth about who the nominee is, and y'all just get mad because y'all think Ron Paul's going to win the nomination somehow. Ron Paul should be a president. He's the best candidate. I don't understand. Damn Republican, we should go third party. If you go third party, you ain't going to win. Oh, more truth. Truth sucks, doesn't it? Because, you know what? Truth is a bitch because she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about your feelings. She doesn't care about your agenda. She doesn't care. she just like, whatever. Here it is. What are you going to do? You can go on to, you can throw a hissy fit like a four-year-old. You can do that if you want to. The fact of the matter that truth is a bitch and she don't care. She don't care about your agenda. She doesn't care about your feelings. She doesn't care about anything about you. She doesn't. Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. Ron Paul is not. Newt Gingrich is not. Get used to it. Go with it. Just go ahead and go with it. And stop. And you know what? And take the rhino thing, put it in your pocket. Are you going to get Barack Obama? But in any case, speaking of Mitt Romney, because this has a Florida connection. Everything's got a Florida connection. Don't you love that? It doesn't have a Connecticut connection. Well, it does. Kind of, not really. I'm just kidding. But then nobody cares. United Socialist Republic of Connecticut, nobody cares. Yes. Out there in the hole is my friend Robert. And we'll get to you in just a minute. This is an AFP, which is the French. The French AP. So it's even more to the left, but it's an interesting article. Presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney was campaigning in Pennsylvania ahead of the state's Tuesday primary with Marco Rubio in tow, the U.S. senator widely discussed as a possible running mate. Rubio is the latest among potential vice presidential picks to hit the campaign trail with Mitt Romney, but the first since the frontrunner's main rival Rick Santorum bowed out of the Republican race 2 weeks ago. Romney has already pivoted towards President Barack Obama ahead of the November election and he told a crowd in Greencastle that Americans need to help him battle against the cancer that is big government. Do you see what I'm saying? You got to be able to look into a guy's eyes and go, really, Mitt, really, Mitt, really? Come on now. Because these guys will say anything. Who grew the size of the Massachusetts government? Oh, that would be Mitt Romney. Okay. This president had this on the road to traveling down where the government gets larger and larger and metastasizes every aspect of American life. True. So true. Like Romney Care metastasized healthcare in Massachusetts. Yeah. Okay, good. see, I've not been
assumed by the machine. I am not the machine. I am not the establishment.
I'm not. I get it. I get it. I get why you're pissed. I get why you don't want Mitt. I get it. Deal. Truth. Mitt or Barack? Romney or Obama? You choose. There you go. All right, because you're going to get one of the two. You're not going to get Ron Paul. You're not going to get Newt Gingrich. You're not going to get Cynthia McKinney. You're not going to get Pat Paulson. God, that's an old reference. Most of you will go, what the hell, Pat Paulson? Well, anyway, that's okay. That's okay. But isn't it interesting? You know what? And we're having this conversation in Florida a lot. Is he going to do it? Marco Rubio going to do it? Marco keeps saying no. Marco has been saying no to anything having to do at the White House since forever. He keeps saying no. But I don't know how, and my son said it perfectly. He's saying no until he gets asked. I don't know how you say no. Hey, listen, I gave John Huntsman the benefit. People say, no, he was a Republican governor, man. He went to go work for Barack Obama, man. No, he was asked to be ambassador to China, which doesn't make him a Democrat operative. It makes him an ambassador to China. The dude is smart on China, and we still need to be listening to John Huntsman on how to deal with frickin' China. He gets it. Sorry, that's the truth. Sorry. Hi.
Hi. Hi, I'm Truth. I'm a bitch. Ha!
You know, it's still Truth. John Huntsman is the guy of the nine that ran before who knows the most about how to deal with frickin' China. He should still be involved in this conversation, y'all. Is he? No. Is that a mistake? Yes. So let's deal with him. You got to find out. So I don't know. I don't know if Marco gets asked if he'll do it. I'm guessing yeah. I don't know how you turn that down. I don't know how, the presumptive nominee says, hey, listen, I need you. Your country needs you. And you say, not really. I'm cool. Thank you, no. I just don't know how you do that. And, I'm going to ask my friend here from the United Socialist Republic of Connecticut, how do you do that? How do you do that if you're Marco Rubio? You know that you're a superstar. You know that that you can identify with the South and the whole Latin community stuff, and you can help replace Barack Obama and Joe Biden. That you're probably the best guy to help Mitt Romney do it. And you say no. How do you say no if you're Marco Rubio?
Well, Brother Lawson, good afternoon. I think. I don't know that you can, and I would be surprised if he did, to be perfectly honest, because I think, and this has become kind of a cliche, but we are at the crossroads in our history right now, because you have an overzealous, very arrogant, pompous student of Sal Alinsky that is just, I mean, he's celebrating. And you know what, Will, that I find? This is why I think we have a good shot here. Even people within his own party are saying off the cuff that the man, he doesn't want to listen to anybody.
You're right.
He likes the lecture and this and that. He doesn't speak to the cop. And duh, what have you and I have been saying for the last 3.5 years? This is why I don't have a lot of respect for this man.
Well, but you're right. That's been a big criticism of the president from people who are going to ultimately support him. But that's been a big criticism from the Democrat folks in Congress that he's not accessible, that he doesn't call them on stuff, he doesn't talk to them. Right. And people, I say people in the Black Caucus said the very same thing. I mean,
yeah.
And these people are ultimately going to support the president, and their biggest criticism, people like Maxine Waters, you know what, and who's going to ultimately support him, she even said one of the things he doesn't do, he doesn't interface with them. He doesn't play nice with Congress.
Nope.
You know what, and
nope,
maybe that's an explanation of why he wasn't able to get health care done any faster than he was able to get it done, because he doesn't play nice with,
Yeah.
He had a whole group of friends in both houses, and couldn't, and took him 2 years to get it done. And I think that may be, and that's one of the biggest. And I'm not, and if you love the president, God bless you, yeah, and all that. But this is just, again, truth coming to bear, coming out of the mouths of Democrats who are going to support the president. This is what they say about him. I know what I say. He doesn't ever return my phone calls, but whatever.
Right, and see, because you can write us off, or we're Willie and Brother Robert here, we're right wingers. That's not even it, because it's deeper than this here. This man, he can't. You remember how the conventional wisdom was? Well, he'll get some of his very progressive stuff through, and then he'll kind of go to the middle once the election comes up. If anything, this man is going further to the left.
Of course he is.
And this is what I've been saying from day one. And I tell people here, see, and I'm going to tell you, there was a seat. Now, 4 years ago, we did not have an audience for what we were saying back then. If the mainstream Republican Party was intelligent and really savvy, I'll go, you know what I would do? For one of my commercials, I go back to that moment with Joe the plumber, right? Because everybody's saying, oh, no, oh, don't call him a socialist, don't call him this. The man, I'm going to use his own words. He said that capitalism, trickle-down don't work.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, you know what? Yeah, we talk about this all the time.
If it doesn't work, what do you have that's better?
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? That's and I think that anybody who's paying attention, Robert, understands that the president is not a big fan of unbridled capitalism. He's not a big fan of it.
So
I ain't hating on the president. And if he, you know what? And somebody asked me if you got an invitation to the White House, would you go? Hell yeah, I'm going. I'm gonna get a Steve Harvey suit and go. I'm going to the freaking White House. I ain't dumb. But the idea is still. Truth being it being the truth is that I don't think the president is a big fan of unbridled capitalism. He said so. Not my words.
It's not my words. And I'm not talking from a crazy lunatic right-wing perspective. I'm going to be a little fair to our dear president. He made it clear how he feels. His behavior made it clear how he feels, okay? I would also point out he didn't get vetted the last time. He's going to get vetted this time here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you listen, because he said it out of his own mouth that he doesn't believe in this free market and going back to the old ideas, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is this. Okay, fine. Give me something that does. Because this redistribution of wealth has been tried, son, all over the world.
We've seen this movie. The thing is, we've seen this movie, and we know how it ends. We're watching it end in Canada. We're watching it end in France. We're watching it end in Greece. Greece is in the ending credits. We're in the epilogue. We're in the epilogue of what's happening. And you know, when you have people in a country in Greece who would rather die, who are committing suicide because their benefits are going to be cut, that's a bad place to be. Some of these old people are freaking offing themselves because their benefits are being cut. And they don't and they don't know how they're going to survive, and they're distraught. How do you get a whole nation of people that freaking dependent? Oh, I know, by giving them everything,
exactly.
but, by telling them everything, you get them so dependent, and now they've got to pull back these reins, or they're going to have anarchy there in Greece. Guess what?
Yeah.
People are offing themselves because they don't know how. And that's that's awful. That's a terrible, tragic situation that some of us are saying, we don't want that here. We really don't. You know what? We're not so awful. You know what, Robert? People say that we're awful. We're not awful. We're not so awful. We don't want to see starving kids. We don't want to see people. I mean,
yeah.
we don't want to see people who are sick dying in the streets. You know, we want a safety net for our citizens, but what we want more than anything is we want opportunity to be rampant. We want opportunity to be rampant.
Exactly.
So if you want to, no matter where you come from the top, from the hill, or you come from the valley, it doesn't matter. You want me to be able to reach out and grab some opportunity. That's all I want for folks. That's it. And then they can
choose themselves. You know what, brother? I think you said it well for all the independent conservatives out here. Look, I want to empower the individual. I'm not here to indoctrinate him. I don't want to entitle him. He doesn't want to be entitled. You give people the opportunity. And I'm very sure you've done spoken to people within the community. When people have opportunity, their attitude changes, doesn't it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Obama says opportunity is defined by him. And Nancy Pelosi, I say, I believe in the individual. I believe in Willie Lawson. Willie Lawson needs opportunity. See, me giving him a check is not helping him, and it ain't helping the nation. Willie Lawson, I can definitely see he's a pretty educated guy. And everything that I know of you, you're a man of character. See? I want to talk about things like character, okay? I don't want to see anybody, I don't care if it's left or right, in the chair, and they don't love the nation like I think I do, like I think you do, and the average Joe out there. I would make a narrative that, and I think that people, I think we would have an audience this time, Will, if you follow me here. Now, before it was like, okay, Reverend Wright, well, you know, they're separate entities. Now, he has a record. I'm going to go back now. Think about it. Black Panthers. No kind of real tough arm from the Justice Department.
No.
Black Panther parties intimidating people, white folks, right? Now, I'm going to white folks, and I'm going to say, listen here, if some skinheads were intimidating black folks,
everybody would have hell to pay.
Right?
Maybe hell to pay.
So now, because the same people that used to say this 2-3 years ago, now they're starting to listen a little bit. That's why
Obama is
going to be our best ally, Will, because he's and Charles Krauthammer made a good point. He hopes he keeps it up.
Well, you know what? But do you know why people are listening? Because things are always as they are, because people are hurting.
Yeah,
now they're looking
exactly.
because expectation is a big thing. Expectation is a big thing. People had an expectation because, like I said in the open, people were promised everything would be just fine. We would elect Barack Obama, and Barack Obama would be the great uniter, and he wanted to be, you know what, he wanted to be everything to everybody, and he was, and they campaigned like they were in the middle, like they were normal people, and blah, blah, blah. They did the whole thing. They marketed, they did the whole marketing thing, and it worked because he got elected. People were able to ignore all the other stuff. They were. We said this on this show. We talked about Reverend Wright. Just like everybody did. We talked about the whole Kenyan thing. We talked about all of it. And people were like, but it would be cool. It'd be cool to have a black president, dude. That was the whole love us. Okay. but when you get those people, you can't do anything with them. You just go, all righty, drive safely, y'all. But, you know what I mean? So they were promised this. And you know what? And again, I don't make fun of the little girl after the election. A lot of people do. But she was just overcome. She was completely, and the girl I'm talking about is, and she's not going to have to worry about this and that and that. And that.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
She was just overcome. She was overcome with just so much joy and so much excitement that all this stuff bubbled out of her. You know, people make people.
I know, bro. I couldn't help it, but it was kind of, and it hurted me. It had to be. And I know that the system meant well. I know her heart was in the right place.
Yes,
but my God, baby. I mean, the President of the United States.
But we do that. A big deal about it. My deal is, she was just, she probably, that little girl probably worked her ass off
exactly.
in Chicago. She knocked on 1,000 doors all by herself, and she was totally convinced. And so, but that was the level of expectation that had been put.
Yeah.
Now, when you start looking at what did you get? Were your expectations met. And I think now people are paying attention. They're looking at their wallets. They're looking at their community.
And I would challenge, because
they're looking at communities falling apart. They're looking at their police forces being cut. They're looking at their schools being cut. They're looking at all these things happening in their lives, not only in their community, but in their own houses.
Now their
expectations aren't met. And now there's disappointment.
Yeah.
Now, after disappointment, they're looking for somebody to be responsible. And this is why we have an audience. That's why we have an audience now that we didn't have.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact, Will, I hope we can do this on tomorrow's show, take this up here. I want to ask African-Americans, because they, I think over the weekend they did this poll of likely voters within the African-American community. You have 90%. That say that they are most likely to vote for Barack Obama because of the historic thing, stand by our guy, and that. What I would ask that 90% that are likely to vote, what exactly has Barack Hussein Obama did for the African-American community that gives you any kind of hope that he's going to do something in the next 4 years? Because you've already set a standard saying that no matter what you do or no matter what you don't do, I'm with you. So he doesn't have to do anything for you because you've lowered your standards as a community.
But hang on, Robert. If you look at black communities throughout the country, this is Barack Obama's not a new standard. This is a standard that black people have already in their communities. If you look at Detroit, if you look at Atlanta, if you look at any of the major metropolitan cities run by black Democrats, they've been run by black Democrats forever. So this is always the standard. All you got to do is be Democrat and be black for those communities. And that's the sad thing. So when people say, when they do these polls of likely voters and 90%, 96% are going to vote for Barack Obama regardless, I'm not surprised by that, because that's the same standard they have in every community. That's how they do it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how Maxine Waters is still, I mean.
Charlie Rangel should have been gone.
That's why they still listen to people like Al Sharpton. That's why they still listen to people like Jesse Jackson.
Right.
That's why. You don't have to do anything. You got to be Democrat, you got to be black, and that's enough.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me. I'm like, and you can ask them, what has this city council person done for you in where you live? Why is there still more crime where you live? Why is this kind of commissioner who's black, what have they done for you? How come there's development in the outlying areas where the white folks live and not where you live? How come the crime is where you live and not where you live? And they've been in charge of this area. They've been responsible for this area for 35 years. How come? You can ask those questions until I'm blue in the face. You know, it takes a long time for me to get blue in the face, because I ain't light-skinned. I ain't dark-skinned, but I am brown-skinned. Now, white people, y'all don't know nothing about that, but I'm just talking to all the bad people. They know what I'm saying. But you know what? That's how it is. And we will talk later on this week. We got to get out of here. The cute English woman is talking to me. Robert, have a fantastic rest of the day. God bless you. Do what you can in Connecticut, bro. Do what you can. Listen, thanks for coming to the Will and Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio. We got to get up out of here. We got stuff to do, places to go, people to see, and people just to piss off in general. It has been great. Remember, don't judge your candidate with commercials. Don't watch them. Fast forward by them while you're watching The Amazing Race. Make the show go a lot faster and you enjoy it a lot more. Until I see you tomorrow, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sake, take care.